Okay. Should I wait for the sponsorship, Henry, till he gets on?
Yeah, who's sponsoring again?
Brian Katz, I think. No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, no, I'll just do it now then. Okay. So today's share is sponsored by Judy and Ken Goldman. Sorry about that. In memory of Judy's father, Abraham Flax, Avraham Asher ben Moshe Yaakov Zal, whose yard site is the 5th of Shvat, which is today, and the yard site of Ken, and the yard site of Ken's father, Alan Goldman, Eliyahu ben Yehuda Zal, whose yard site is tomorrow, the 6th of Shvat. May our learning be an aliyah for the neshama. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. A strange topic today. The topic is self-improvement. It doesn't really matter. What does it have to do with this week's parsha? This week's parsha has an Isser D'oraisa of Shelo Lishbor Etzem Min HaPesach. Right? Now, in that mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch sort of goes to town in terms of his philosophy of mitzvos. So essentially, what we want to do is just learn a Sefer HaMitzvos from beginning to end. I know that's less exciting than what we usually do, but they're incredibly important philosophic points in the Sefer HaChinuch. After that, we'll look at the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, who more or less agrees with the Sefer HaChinuch, but comes at it from a different perspective. And then if we have time, we'll look at some Chassidus, which I think on some level disagrees with the Sefer HaChinuch, and we have to try to figure out why. But, you know, in terms of improving ourselves, this is a great topic. So let's start as follows. The Sefer HaChinuch, again, he pretends that he wrote his Sefer for his son and his son's friends. I don't believe that for a second, but that's, you know, be that as it may. His issue is as follows. If you look in this week's parsha, you have, for example, the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, the Isser D'oraisa of Shelol Achol HaPesach Na Umevushal, right? It has to be fully cooked. The Isser D'oraisa of Shelol Hosim Mibsar HaPesach, the mitzvah D'oraisa of Hashpas HaSchametz, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, etc., etc., etc. And essentially what the Sefer HaChinuch wants to explain to his son or to us is, why are there so many mitzvos? And why does it matter so much that particularly Yetzias Mitzrayim has so many, so many mitzvos? Okay, what's the purpose of all of them? So let's start. And, you know, it would be easier if we were sitting around a table and people could comment, but it would be helpful if people commented. Otherwise, I'm just going to be reading for a long time and explaining. Okay, so the mitzvah is Mitzvah Tezayin, the Sefer HaChinuch, again, just because he goes in the order of the Parshios. So it's in bow and it's early. And it's called Shelo Lishbar Etzem Min HaPesach. Not that exciting. But in fact, it's an Isser D'oraisa to break a bone of the Korban Pesach. Now, how does it work exactly? Just to give you a sense, if there's a kizayis of basar on a bone, it's usher to break it. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that if you're eating a wing, you can't break it, you know, from the joint to eat both parts of the wing. What it means is you can't snap a bone in half to suck out the marrow. Okay, here he goes. Shelo lishbor etzem mikol atzmot ha-pesach shnema ve-etzem lo tishbrubo. Mishar sheha mitzvah. From the rationales of the mitzvah. So he first says a simple thing. Lizkar nisei mitzrayim. Kimoshe kasavnu ba-acherot. Right, he's already written it 15 times in a row in the other mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to remember the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'gam ze gizo min hashoresh hanizkar. And this too, its root source, right? Its root rationale is, as I mentioned before, she'ein kavod livnei melachim v'yo'atzei eretz. It's disrespectful. It's beneath us. Who are we? We're b'nei melachim. We're the sons of kings. And Yoatzei Eretz. I'm not really sure what Yoatzei Eretz means. It means like advisors to God or something. What's not appropriate for us? Ligarer ha'atzamot ulishabram kiklavim. Right? To suck on bones and to break them like dogs do. Lo yeot la'asot kacha ki'im la'aniyei ha'am ha'reivim. Right? This is behavior of people who are very, very, very hungry. Poor people. You know, they suck the marrow out. They do everything they can to get every single last bit of meat into their mouths because they're poor. Va'al kein, b'tchilat bo'enu lihiyot sigulot kol ha'amim, mamlechet ko'anim va'am kadosh, as we're about to depart on our journey of being the chosen people, uvechol shana ba'oto hazman, and every year at the Seder, ra'oi lanu la'asot ma'asim hamarim banu hama'ala hagidola sha'alinu la'bota sha'a. Right? We're supposed to act like B'nai Malachim. Every mitzvah is geared towards us feeling like B'nai Malachim. So says the Chinuch, it doesn't make sense for us to eat the Korban Pesach in a way that makes it seem like we're starving. In fact, as we know, the Korban Pesach is Nechal Al HaSova, right? You have a Chagiga, that's your main course. The dessert is Korban Pesach. You're supposed to eat dessert when you're more or less full, right? It can't be an achila gasa, but when you're more or less full, you're supposed to eat dessert. Umitocha ma'aseva hadimyon she'anachnu osim, and by focusing on the actions that we're doing, nikva b'nafshotenu hadavar la'olam. Right? We won't pretend to be free people. We'll actually be free people, right? The more that we do at the Seder to remind us of who we are, or really who we want to be, the more likely it is that we'll be that person. So he says, one of the things that reminds us of the fact that we're free, it's not just matzah, it's not just maror, it's not just Korban Pesach, it's how we eat them. It's not just the dalet kosos. So on the basic level, he says, you know, if we act like free people, if we act like the Am Segula, we'll be free people, we'll be the Am Segula. Okay, that's the first point in the Chinuch. It's pretty straightforward and it's hard to argue with it. Now, next paragraph, he says, Ba'al tachshov b'ni litfos al davar v'lomar, right? Now don't jump on me, my son, and say, V'loma ze yitzave otanu Hashem yitbarach la'asot kolela v'zichron oto anes. Why is God commanding us over and over and over again to remember the miracle of Egypt? V'halo b'zichron echad ya'aleh hadavar b'machshavtenu, v'lo yishkach mipizareinu. Wouldn't it be the same result if we had one mitzvah? Through one mitzvah, we'll remember that we left Mitzrayim, and we'll tell our children, ki lo mechachma titpisein yalzed, says the Chinuch, you're not going to get me on this. U'machshevet hana'ar yasi'acha l'daber kein. And it's because you're young, maybe because you're immature, you ask that question. Ve'ata, b'ni, im bina shima zot, if you want to be smart, listen to me. Ve'ate aznecha u'shima, pay attention. Alamedcha leho'il b'torah u'mitzvot. I will teach you how to understand Torah u'mitzvot. Now here he goes. Da, know the following, right? I'm the fourth line of the second paragraph where the cursor is. Da. Ki ha'adam nif'al kifi pe'ulotav. Says the Chinuch, essentially, a person is nothing more and nothing less than the sum of his actions. Right? Simple as that. V'libo v'chol machshivotav tamid achar ma'asav shu oseh bahem. And everything he is and everything he's going to become is based on what he does. Im tov v'imra, good or bad. Va'afilu rasha gamur bilvavo. He's a horrible person. V'chol yetzer machshivot libo rak kol hayom. Right, all day long, he dreams of coming home at night and ripping the paws off of his kittens. That just came to me, but that's a good one, right? He's a really such a bad person. Im ye'era rucho v'yasim hishtadluto v'isku b'hatmana b'torov mitzvot. Right. He's the worst person in the world. He's the paw ripper. But if he just does Torah u'mitzvos, not l'shem shamayim, not to change him, if that's what he does, you know, he lost the bet. The bet is he has to read, you know, he has to read Torah 2 hours a night. He's not
doing it. Excuse me, Ellie, but he always adds the word, afilu rasha gamur bilvavo.
Yeah, but I think that makes it worse, not better. I think he's saying he's really a Russia. Because if you're a Rasha, bilvavo, you're really a Rasha. He's not just a Rasha in his actions, because then you would say, okay, look, he's doing all these bad things, but really he's a good person. I think the Chinuch is saying, no, he's completely corrupt. He's bilvavo, a bad person.
No, I think that's the, as opposed to pu'lotav. This is in his thoughts. Okay, he's saying, you judge a person on his, a man is the sum of his actions.
Correct.
And then his next pasuk is, or his next phrase is, Rasha Gamur bilvavo.
Okay,
but if he would now do Bahasmada in his Torah, then all his actions would jabba, jabba, jabba.
Okay, we'll keep reading. Okay, we'll see.
Introduce this, the Rebal Vachal Machrosav Tamid, that his heart is also bad. At the beginning, so he's continuing with the same thought, the Rebal and Levavel.
Again, there's many, many times that Debbie calls me out, and I think she's right. I don't think on this one. I think bilvavo is, because he knows it's true, we're the sum of our actions. But essentially, we want to be better people, and we're either going to be better people or worse people. Let's see. Va'afilu shelo l'shem shamayim. That's the point I made before. He does the right thing, but not l'shem shamayim, because he lost a bet. Miyad yinata el hato. It doesn't matter, he says, why you're doing it. If you do good things, you'll become a better person. Ubikoach ma'asav yamit hayetzahara. And with the strength of his actions, he'll slay the yetzahara. And here comes the key line, underline it 100 times. Ki acharei ha-pi'ulot nimshachim ha-levavot. Because after the actions goes the heart. Okay, so the Chinuch says, yeah, it could be that you're a really bad person. It could be that you're a really good person. But if you do bad things all the time, here's a good example. You're stranded on a desert island. So says the Chinuch, you might think of yourself as the world's most charitable person. Maybe you used to be the world's most charitable person, but it's not your fault. But if you're stuck on a desert island, you have no one to give charity to. You're no longer the world's most charitable person. Because to be the world's most charitable person, you have to give, the most charity. You have to give charity every day. It doesn't matter that it's not your fault. It's simply the facts. Now, va'afilu im yihye adam tzadik gamur, ulevavo yashar v'tamim, even if a person is an incredible tzadik, and his heart, right? He's not just his actions, but even in his heart, he's a yashar and he's a tamim. He's straight and he's perfect. Chafetz b'Torah u'v'mitzvot. Right? He wants nothing more than to do Torah mitzvot. However, imulai ya'asok tamid bidvarim shel dofi. If he has a bad job, okay? If he has a job in which it's his job to cheat people, I'm not saying, he works for Goldman Sachs. I don't know. His job is, something about making money. He trades currency. It's a corrupt job. Ki'ilu tomar derech mashal shehichricho hamelech uminahu ba'umanut ra'a. The king appointed him. It's not his choice. The king appointed him to be the head of his harem. Be'emet im kol isko tamid kol hayom ba'oto umanut. If every single day, he goes to Goldman Sachs, and every single day he does this, Yashuv Lizman Min Hazmanim Mid Sidkat Libo Lihiyot Rasha Gamor. He said he won't be able to withstand it. You think to yourself, I can have a job that's immoral, but I'll remain a tzaddik. The Sefer HaChinuch says, no, you can't. If every day you go to work and you deal with immoral people and you deal with people who are trying to take advantage of other people, whatever the job is, you will become that person. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emet shekol adam nif'al kefi pu'ulotav kimosha amarnu. Because he says it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you are what you do. And if you spend every day doing bad things, even if you spend every night learning Daf Yomi and whatever else, says the Chinuch, it'll catch up to you. How? You know, everybody can imagine it themselves. I don't have to explain how. But essentially, again, he says, we are nothing more, nothing less than the sum of our actions. So again, so to come back, well, now he'll finish it. Okay, so far, so good, except for
he doesn't believe in compartmentalization.
For sure not. For sure not. He thinks it's impossible. That's a good way to say it. He thinks it's impossible that it would work. Now, again, we can argue psychologically, but his position is clear. Like, you could say, no, I can compartmentalize. I can go to work and come home and be a different person. I don't know. You know, I think at some point it catches up to you. Maybe there are exceptions to the rule. I don't know. Okay. Va'al Kain. Right where my cursor is. Va'al Kain Amru Chachamim Zichron Levracha. So back to our point. That's why Chazal say, Ratzah Hamakom Lezakot at Yisrael. We say, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot at Yisrael. Lefikach Hirba Lohem Torah Mitzvot. What does that mean? So he says, Kidei lahat peace bohem kol machshivoteinu v'lihiyot bohem kol iskenu. It's not necessarily the case that every mitzvah has, you know, ultimate value. He says some mitzvahs are just so that we'll occupy ourselves with mitzvahs. If we occupy ourselves with mitzvahs, we're less likely to do averos. Okay? Kidei lahat pis bohem kol machshavteinu v'lihiyot bohem kol iskenu. Lehetiv lanu ba'acharitenu. Ultimately, to give us a reward. Ki mitoch ha-pi'ulot ha-tovot anachnu nif'alim lihiyot tovim v'zochim l'chaye ad. Because by doing good actions, we'll become better people and we'll be zocha, you know, to olam haba. He thinks it's just a mathematical equation. The more good behavior we do, the more good actions we do, the more we'll be rewarded. Why? Because it's not just actions. We'll become better people. This past week, I'm not bragging. This past week, like we went to a funeral, then we went to a shiva, then we visited somebody in the hospital. On the way home, I felt really good. I felt like some kind of tzaddik. I promise you I'm not. But I felt like some kind of tzaddik because we had done such good things with our free time. It felt like it was a really significant act. That's how it's supposed to be. V'ramzu zichronam livracha al zeh b'ma'amaram. And the Gemara in Menachos hints to this. Kol mi sheyesh lo mezuzah bepetach, bepitcho. He has a mezuzah on his door. V'tzitzit bebigdo, and he wears tzitzis. U'tfilin b'rosho, and he's wearing tfilin. Muvtach lo shelo yichta. Lifi she'elu mitzvot tamidiyot v'nif'al bohem tamid. Says the Chinuch, if you're doing mitzvos, you won't, it's as simple as if you're doing mitzvos, you won't do bad things, right? The longer you wear tefillin, I think it's in most cases, the less likely you are to speak Lashon Hara. Because you know, when you look at your mezuzah, it protects you. What does it protect you from? I don't know, but it makes you a better person. When you wear tzitzis, it makes you a better person. I think he's just saying the more good deeds you do, the more of a better person you become. It permeates. It enters your essence, and you become a better person. Last paragraph. I think it's the last paragraph. Lachain. Ata re'e gam re'e. He's telling his son in theory. Look at this. Ma malach tucha v'iskacha. The asakecha, right? What do you do with your time? Ki acharehem timshach. Whatever you do with your time, that's who you're going to be. That's who you're going to be drawn after. Va'ata lo timshachem. You will not be able to, you know, to do a bad job and to claim that, well, but you're going to do it in a really good way. It's the opposite. Va'al yavtichacha yitzrucha lomar, and don't believe you yitzhar that's going to say to you, achare hayot libi shalem b'tamim be'emunat elokim. Look, I'm not like other people. I really believe in God. I'm a really good person. Ma hefseid yesh ki et aneg lifamim b'ta'anugei anashim l'shevet b'shvakim uvar chavot. Right? How much harm could it cause to me to go hang out in bars? Right? How I'm a really good person. I do all these good things. How harmful could it be to hang out sometimes and you know, just gossip and whatever? Lehit lotseitz im haleitzim uledaver tzachot, right? To clown around with people and to joke around with them. Ukiyotzei be'elu hadvarim she'ein mivi'in alehem ashamot v'chata'ot. It's not really usur. Okay, it may not be the greatest, most valuable thing, but it's not usur. Okay. Hello gam li levav kimohem. I have a heart like they do. Kitane kotni avami matnehem. But my pinky is bigger than their legs. Whatever. It means I'll win. Umadua yim shechuni he machrehem. Why do you think that they'll drag me down? Maybe I'll raise them all up. Albany. He shomer mipnehem penti lakeh birishtam. Be afraid of them, because they'll capture you in their snare. Rabim shatu mitoch kach kost aelotam. Many people have made this mistake that they're going to raise everybody else up, and they fail. Va'ata et nafshecha tatzil. Save your soul. Ve'achar da'atcha zeh. Once I've explained all this to you. Al yikshe alecha me'ata ribui ha-mitzvot binyan zechirat nisei Mitzrayim. So now go back to our original question. Why are there so many mitzvot? He said, why would you ask that now? Shehein amudol b'toratenu. Every single mitzvah provides the spine of our Torah. Ki birbot iskenu bohem mitpa'el el hadavar kimo she'amayinu. Because the more mitzvot that we have, the more we'll recall Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more we'll focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more we'll be grateful to God. Okay, so, you know, when you strip away all the other stuff, really, really it is that you are what you do. And he would say, I'll give you an example. Some of the people in yeshiva say to me, I really want to be a person who goes to Minyan three times a day. And I want to be the kind of person who comes on time to Minyan three times a day. I'm not yet. But with the passage of time, I'm going to become that person. And I tell him it's wrong. The Chinuch says it's wrong. To be the kind of person who goes to Minyan three times a day, you just have to go to Minyan three times a day. There's nothing else involved. It's completely binary. You could fake it, but so long as you go, you're a person who goes to Minyan three times a day. If you don't, you're not. Right? And I think, you know, certainly the Chinuch is right on the basic, which is to be the kind of person who does X, you have to do X, right? If you say to yourself, you know, I really want to donate a lot of money to the shul, but I'm not yet a charitable person. You know, when I feel it, I'm going to do it. But the chinuch would say, who are you kidding? If you give a lot of money to the shul, you'll feel it immediately. You'll become that kind of person. You know, you could worry about who you really are later. But right now, you know, you're a person who gives a lot of money to the shul. And people are proud of you. Okay. Comments so far? No. Okay. So let's move on to the rabbi. Yes, Morty.
So what the Chinuch is saying, that is a great concept for all mitzvahs. The question specifically that he asks, why there's so many mitzvahs regarding, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Why isn't one good enough? So I'm saying the answer that he gave, nice, like, why does Hashem give us so many mitzvahs, right? You know, to your point,
it's a funny thing. I think you're right. I think he could have given his philosophy on any mitzvah.
Yeah,
it's less tied to the question of why there are so many mitzvahs about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Although, let's face it, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the most fantastic miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever did. It's the, you know, it's the crowning achievement. It's the thing that made us a nation, right? All these things are true. But you're right. You could have said it about Matan Torah, I suppose.
So, by the way, that's the answer that I would have given, right? Why so many on Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is proof that Hashem creates the world, that mm-hmm. Hashem is the ruler of the world. And that's why, if he got to the Levincha, that's why it's so important that we have one night specifically. And that's, you know, Ani Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God who did a lot of things, but I'm the God who took you out of Mitzrayim, because that's the proof that I'm your God.
I think you're right. Okay, let's go to the Rambam, who I think agrees with the Chinuch but comes at it from a different perspective. The Rambam here is, it's hard to find the right ones. The Rambam here is basically talking about the mitzvah of lihidamos bedarchei Hashem, imitating God. Okay, so look at number two. Says the Rambam in the fourth halacha of the first parak of Hilchos Deos, haderech hayishara, what's the proper path? He mida beinonit shebechol deyavid deyam mikol hadayot sheish lo la'adam. If you ask yourself, how do I want to be? How do I want to calibrate my character traits? So essentially, says the Rambam, you want to pick the midpoint between two extremes, and he'll explain. V'hi hadaya shehi richoka mishtei hakitzavot richuk shaveh. Right? It's equidistant between two extremes. Ve'eina krova lo lezu v'lo lezu. Okay, lefikach, he says, tzivuch achim rishim shehi adam sam deotav tamid umishaer otam umechaven otam b'decha emtzait kidei shiyesh shalem begufo. Says the Rambam, that's what Chazal tell us, you know, you want to pick the midpoint, not closer to one or the other, so that you'll be a shalem. Here it goes, Ketzad, second line, says the Rambam, lo yehe bal chema, don't have a temper, no achlichos, you easily get angry, velo, okay, that's one extreme, you don't want to be an angry person. On the other hand, says the Rambam, on the other extreme, velo kemeche no margish, you also don't want to be like a dead person who's uninsultable. That's also not good. Ella beinoni. You want to be in between. On the one hand, lo yichos ella al davar gadol sheru'i lichos alav. Right? Don't get angry unless there's a reason to get angry. What's the reason to get angry? Says the Rambam in the third line. Kidei shelo ya'aseh kiyotze bo pa'am acheret. Okay, as a side point, but it's an important one. The Rambam doesn't say never get angry. The Rambam says be smart about it. If something happens and it upsets you and you want it to not happen again, then show your anger because that's a productive use of anger. On the other, okay? But otherwise, it also says the Rambam, it's not good to be a person who never gets insulted. You're supposed to have feelings, right? We're not supposed to be malachim. We're not supposed to be unresponsive. But the Rambam says, if you think about it and you sort of balance, every once in a while I get angry. It's true, not often. But if something is really bad, I get angry. On the other hand, every once in a while, I allow myself to be insulted because to pretend that nothing ever bothers you, that's not productive either. V'chein, similarly, says the Rambam, third line at the end. Lo yitave el lidvarim shaguf tzarich lahem. V'yev shal liyot bezulatan, right? Don't desire foods unless you really need them. Kinyan she'ne'emar tzadik ochel esova nafsho. V'chein, lo yiyeh amel b'iskosh ela lahasig davar she'tzarich lo l'chayei sha'a. Right? Don't work 16 hours a day. Work so that you can support your family. Kinyan she'ne'emar tov ma'ad la tzadik. V'lo yikpots yado b'yoter. On the one hand, says the Rambam, don't be stingy. On the other, says the Rambam, v'lo yifazer mamono, but don't give away all your money. Ela notein tzedaka kefi misat yado umalveh karaui l'mi shetzarich. So again, I don't think the Rambam says you have to give money to everybody who knocks on your door. Says the Rambam, you give money to the people you want to give money to. Don't be stingy, but also don't give away all your money. V'lo yehei meholal v'socheik, right? Don't be a clown. But don't be depressive. Be a happy person. This is the path of Chachamim. Such a person is called a Chacham. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Hey, which we won't read. There's a higher level. Right, and that's not middle, not the midpoint between two midos, but closer to one side if your natural inclination is the other side. So it says the Rambam, you know, if you have a temper, then don't pick the middle. Pick the side that's closer to never getting upset, because how are you going to teach yourself not to have a temper unless you suppress your temper? If every single time a person insults you in shul, you think, I got to put this guy down, because otherwise it's going to happen again. That's not what the Rambam means. right? That's just you being sensitive. So therefore, if you do this a little to one side, a little to the other side, you're called a chassid. That's even better than being a chacham. A chacham is fine, but you're a chassid. Okay? Halacha vav. Kach lamdu b'feirush mitzvah zo. Mahu nikra, right? This is a definition of the mitzvah of lihidamos b'darche Hashem. Mahu nikra chanun afatayi chanun. Mahu nikra rachum afatayi rachum, etc., etc. We want to imitate God. Now, I'll just make an observation because I don't think we see God in the Torah acting in the middle. I think we see God, you know, destroying the world in a mabul and destroying stone and punishing people. And we see God completely forgiving people. I don't know that we see God playing the role that the Rambam describes of either a chacham or a chassid. Now, on the whole, it's true that we see God doing that, because if you balance, if he's either angry or he's completely forgiving, okay, so the middle point is some term that I can't think of. But otherwise, you know, I don't know that we really see it that way with God. But I'm just pointing that out because I think it's interesting. I'm not sure what to do with it. Okay, halacha zayin. How do you get there? Says the Rambam.
Wait, Ellie, just on that last point, I think the way to reconcile that is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has perfect knowledge of people's true intentions and all that, so he can mete out a more aggressive posture, whether for good or for bad. We just don't, we're limited in what we can judge.
So therefore what? So God can lose his temper, but we can't?
Think about it. We only think of it as a lost temper because we don't know all the facts. Since he knows all the facts, we have to presume that he hasn't lost his temper. He is properly applying his temper.
Yeah, that's nice. It strikes me you're probably right. I have to think about it, but that's a really nice idea. Okay, halacha zayin. How do we get there? V'keitzai argil adam atzmo b'deyot elu ad sheyikavu bo. Okay, how am I going to be such a person? I have such a terrible temper. How am I going to fix it? Says the Rambam, exactly like the Chinuch. Ya'aseh v'yishaneh v'yishalesh b'ma'asim she'oseh al pi ha'deyot ha'emtzoyot. You'll do it once, you'll do it twice, you'll do it three times, you'll act in the middle path. V'yachzor bohem tamid, and you'll keep doing it ad she'yihiyu ma'asehem kalim alav, until it's easy to do it. V'lo yihiyeh bohem torach alav. You'll become that person. Now, I would argue this is acharei peulot nimshachim alevavot, but I can't tell you for sure. But I think it is. Ulefisha hashemot ha'elu nikra bohem hayotzer. Since these are character traits by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known, v'hem haderech habeinu nitshanu chayvim lelechet ba, and this is the middle path that we're chayv to follow. Nikrei derech zo derech Hashem, says the Rambam, you want to know why we call it Derech Hashem? Because that's the path that God takes. V'hi she'lamad Avraham Avinu libanav she'ne'amar ki yidativ l'man ashe yitzaved banav v'et b'nei beito acharav v'shamru Derech Hashem la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat v'ha'holech b'derech zo mevi tova u'bracha la'atzmo she'ne'amar l'man havi Hashem al Avraham et asher diber alav. Okay, another way to say this, you know, is fake it till you make it. Nobody's looking at your motivation. Do the right thing and you'll become the right person. Okay? This was, I believe, you know, the dominant position in Yadus until, you know, certainly the late 1800s. I'm sorry, the late 1700s and then into the 1800s.
Hasidus changed it.
Good. That's what I wanted to say. Who changed this? And the question is, did they change it or did they just refine it until Chassidus came? And Chassidus had an idea. It's called Dveikut. It's called, you know, attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they flipped this model on its head. And they said, no. It's not what you do, right? It's your motivation. It's how connected you are and how pure your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that reveals if it's true or not. Now, that was the original Chassidus. And it's important to note, historically, but otherwise, that Hasidus changed. So, for example, early Hasidim had an idea called Aveira Lishma. Right? Now, this is crazy, but it makes sense to us. What's Aveira Lishma? Well, I went through my whole week. I didn't feel completely completely close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't sin that much. It just wasn't really part of my life. However, if I do this particular sin, I'm going to feel incredibly guilty. It's going to make me feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I let him down, because I feel guilty now. So again, I'm not advocating this, God forbid, because I think it's wrong. I think even Hasidus stopped it. But the idea is I'll feel authentically closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by sinning, and eventually, you know, I'll do tshuva, and my tshuva will reach a higher point than I was before. Much of this is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, not all of it, but a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and I have it in source number 3 here, Perek Chav Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel. It's a famous pasuk. Vayomer Adonai, Ya'an ki nigash ha'am hazeh befiv, ubisfatav ki biduni, vilibo richak mimeni, Batihi yir atam oti mitzvat anashim melumada. Okay, hopefully you've heard of the expression mitzvat anashim melumada. Literally, it means, you know, educated people. But what it really means is, I do it because I do it. I do it because my father did it. I do it because my grandfather did it. But I don't really think about it. It doesn't mean anything to me, right?
Automatic. So
what?
Automatic. You do
okay,
it
automatic. On- Right, ubisfatav ki biduni. They're saying the right things, but they're far from me because they're being inauthentic. And Hasidus, and us to some extent, you know, call for authenticity. All this, let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim on the pasuk in 4 says, Vatihi yiratam oti. Gam yiratam hu rak mitzvat anashim v'rak malumada umurgelet. They're feeling it or they're pretending it because that's what everybody does. Wrote Salomar, ki yesh ya'aseh ha-mitzvot rak mitzat shekein hu gal minu urav v'hunhag aleihem. I daven every day because that's what I was taught to do. I don't really think much about it, but I daven. My father daven, I daven, my kids daven. It's mishvat anashim melumada mibli kavano machshava, without any real commitment. Uvechol ze yodea shehem mitzvat Hashem. I know that it's what God wants me to do. Aval heim lo yaasu mipnei shetzivam Hashem klal. Right? When we go to shacharis in the morning, we don't stop to think it's a mitzvah, it's what God wants us to do. We just do it. Rak mipnei shekein tzivum horehem v'avotehem. This is exactly the point. They're just doing it because that's what everybody does. V'gamzot mi b'li da'at eze tam la ha-mitzvah, rak mitzad ha-limud v'ha-ergel. I'm not motivated. I'm not thinking what I'm going to achieve. I'm just doing it because that's what Jews do. Ki al yidei ta'anot ka'ela yit pakru la-hakrish b'chlal shi'itzaveh Hashem l'adam mitzvot v'chukim. Right? You don't feel that God commanded you. V'she yuchal ha-adam la'mod al kavanat ha-mitzvot v'tameyem ha-yisharim. It basically stops you from trying harder. It stops you from focusing on Tamei mitzvot. It stops you from focusing on the purpose of mitzvot. I just do mitzvot like anashim melumada, automatically in response to the fact that this is how it was brought up, but without it being authentic, right? And the pasuk is saying that God also wants authenticity. Last source. And then we'll discuss. The Chovas HaTalmidim. Anybody know who wrote the Chovas HaTalmidim? No. The answer is the Piazetzner Rebbe, who's better known as the Eish Kodesh, right? The Eish Kodesh, or whatever, you know. Eish Kodesh is a book of the drushos that he gave in the Warsaw Ghetto. Literally, you know, every Shabbos, the Hasidim came to him and he gave a drasha and he wrote it down. So it's like the most authentic, I don't know, piece of learning that way. If you read it, you know, you find out what was going on in the Warsaw Ghetto. You find out how the Rebbe reacted to incredible pain and incredible suffering. It's a very, very moving sefer. As an aside, it's just interesting. He hid it in a milk barrel there was a group of historians in Warsaw called the Oneg Shabbos. They actually, you know, put a bunch of stuff in a milk barrel. He did the same thing. And 15 years after the Holocaust, a Polish worker who was, you know, they were building a building, found the milk cartons. We're missing one milk carton from the Oneg Shabbos group, but we have the other two. And we have the Eish Kodesh, which was handwritten, and which he said to send to his brother if he died, to send to his brother in Yerushalayim, and it's now published. Okay, the Eish Kodesh, before he wrote the Eish Kodesh, wrote a sefer which was published in his lifetime, called Choves HaTalmidim. It's a Musar sefer, and it's fantastic. Okay, and here's a piece of it. Source number 5, Kilomar. He says, Kfar nochachta lodat. I've already mentioned many times, Shelo dai sheyaase ha'ish ma'asim tovim bilvad. Right? He completely disagrees with the chinuch. He says it's insufficient for a person to do good actions and to think that that's enough. Rak shegam hu ba'atzmo yihye tov. Okay? He says it's not the actions, or it's not only the actions. The person has to reflect his actions. He has to be good. Mi midot tov. His midos have to be good. Midot tovot yaaseh. Uvegadlut uvealiyot Yisrael gam hu yitgadel. Right? He has to strive not just to do better things, but to be a better person. Aval darko shel ha'ish kishuhu b'shifluto b'midot tov uvechol atzmuto. But by way of human nature, when a person's down on himself, kashelo lahamin shehein letovati tapechna. It's hard for him to believe he's going to become a better person, right? He feels down. He feels unmotivated. It's depressing. So he's going to stop trying. Maybe he'll do good deeds. But he'll stop trying to make himself better. Shaninu vishilashnu lecha. We've told you over and over again. She'et atzmecha eincha makir. You don't know your own self. V'rak b'kankan atam mistakel. You only look at the outside covering. Uma she'yesh bo gam mimcha ne'elam. But what's within it is hidden even to you. V'lama zeh b'lo ri'iyah u'b'lo yidiyah tistapek al yecholtucha v'ta'abed b'zeh. At kol atidat chagadol, and why would you sell yourself short? Have a rotzeh, have a machlik, right? Desire and decide, v'have ma'amin and believe, b'koach ha'Yisraeli asher b'cha uva avodatecha. In the power of being Jewish, that's within you. V'tireh ki gam ata lo titkadesh, u'b'kochav meir lo ta'ir. And understand in the end that you could become greater than you are if you aspire to it. Okay, so now we have, I guess, the opposite or different take on self-improvement. Says the Choves HaTalmidim, it's not enough to do good things. Doing good things is not what it's about. It's being good, that's what it's about. And if you're not going to be good, you know, the doing of the good won't be sufficient. He has an incredible belief in the power of every Jew to be better. And he said, you have to focus on that. Now, what do we do with the two different approaches? So it's pretty clear that traditionally we adopt the Chinuch, we adopt the Rambam, not just because they're major Rishonim, but because we believe that they're right. But the Piyazetzim, but the Choves HaTalmidim has a point also, as does the Malbim in explaining the Pasuk. And I would try to say it as follows, even though I'm not 100% sure, and I'm happy to listen to other people. The bedrock that we build on is Shmiras HaMitzvos. Okay? The bedrock that we build on is keeping Shabbos and doing all the things and putting on tefillin and going to shul. And we would do that and we would continue to do that, whether it filled us with meaning or not. Because the alternative is inconceivable. Right? It can't be that we won't. But I think that the Choves HaTalmidim is saying, but that's not enough. Because if you just do, and it doesn't affect you, or I'll say this, if you just do, and you don't aspire to be better, if you write a big check to the shul, but you have no desire to be more charitable, you're just doing it, he thinks you're wasting your time. You need both. You need the actions, right? They're the baseline of who we are, but you also need the motivation, because without one, you won't have the other. And I think, you know, I don't think the chinuch would disagree. I think the chinuch is fighting a different battle. His battle is people aren't doing it at all. So he's saying, you know, you are what you do. But the Chovas HaTalmidim is trying to change us. He's writing a Musar Sefer. He's trying to make us better people. And to his way of thinking, going to shul three times a day is not enough. You need to go to shul and ask yourself, why am I going to shul? You need to go to shul and ask yourself, you know, what do I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's he going to give me? What's going to make me a better person? I think those are the two approaches. I think that they're not diametrically opposed. I think it's true that the second approach wants more from us, but I think we should try. I think if you find yourself doing things and you don't know why, you should ask. You should look it up. You know, we want to be better people. There's no question about it. We want to be better people. And the Chovas HaTalmidim would say it's really, really easy. He may be wrong about that, but he thinks it's really, really easy. And he thinks it's as simple as do the right things, but think about doing the right things and consciously try to become a better person because you're doing the right things. All right, you know, I think both are true. I think it's a fascinating topic. I will leave it at that and wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And if anybody wants to comment, they can.
Yeah, so Ellie, is that then...